We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah, it is the Vince Coakley program, but if we had to retitle it today, it would be the Vince Coakley program with very special guest host and modest all-around great guy, J.D. Hayworth. You may wonder why you're stuck with me 2 days in a row. Well, if you get on social media with Brother Vince, and by the way, this is not just hoo-ha. Like, you know, in politics, they say, especially as I served in the House for six terms, and there was a rhetorical term of art with your political opponents. I say to my friend on the other side of the aisle, now, we were not friends at all. But it just so happens that Vince Coakley and I have been friends a long, long time. Long before he moved from television to radio, and before I was privileged to have a chance to guest host for him, as I do today until high noon on both of these same stations. Vince is away from this microphone, taking care of his dad, who has some health issues. Now, what was that thing? Twin Sons of Different Mothers. That was a Dan Fogelberg, Tim Weisberg album. Can you tell I'm a baby boomer who went to college in the late 70s? Yeah, just a little bit. Anyway, we're not quite twin sons of different mothers, but Vince and I are confronting the same thing because, to the extent I'm not going to violate medical privacy, but I'm back in the Carolinas from my usual spot at the Hayworth Hacienda in America's Great Southwest in Arizona. I am back here because my dad has some health issues. And it is an interesting time of life because, well, we call our lineage, we talk about generations. And we all realize that we are not going to be in this earthly realm forever. So first, both for Vince and his dad, and if you would please, for my dad, we would welcome prayer. And we may have some health care issues to talk about today. But today, since it's Friday, and to get you warmed up for Rush, you know how El Rushbo does that Open Phones Friday? And the point has been made before, a little different way I heard on a great promo on the way in this morning. I simply call radio really our first interactive electronic medium. When the bright idea was made to patch in telephone lines and let listeners talk to hosts, you can have great interaction. And so often, whether it is Vince or yours truly or whomever your favorite host may be, and we hope you limit it to the two I just mentioned, but be that as it may, my buddy John Hancock on WBA, what are you talking about, Hayworth? I can hear John with his characteristic honesty. Man, who's that Hayworth guy? Man, he sucks. But anyway, be that as it may, pseudo-celebrity voice of WBT Hall of Famer, almost impersonated there. The point I'm going to make is this. Today, you get to set the parameters. We don't want you to move past the realm of good taste. It is a family show. Yes, I used a term that is now, once considered vulgar but is now part of the common vernacular, and my personal favorite shorthand in graffiti is written S-U-X, which is often the way I say it. What'd you think of that show? Oh, man, it S-U-X real bad. Not this one, of course. That's right, it's Latin. but my point is, as a native High Pointer, I don't believe I'm the high point of the show. I believe in the advice Barry Goldwater gave politically. Arizona's favorite son, he gave me great advice, and he said, when formulating answers to constituent letters, after the salutation, begin with the word Y-O-U. You asked me about this. Here is what I found out, or here is my position, but you focus on you. And while we try to do that every single day, Open Phones Friday really does focus on you, because you can generate the topics. I'll throw out some ideas. You can say something that you've been meaning to get off your chest for a long, long time. You can take this very special guest host to task. Why, the opportunities are virtually infinite, again, within the bounds of good taste and family programming. But we will talk about what is on your mind. Now, last week about this time, because I've been back in the Carolinas for 2 weeks, and it was late last week when I was listening to my buddy Vince, and he was talking about a severe weather forecast that stretched all the way from the electric city of Anderson, South Carolina, northward up to Roanoke, Virginia. And it's different. I've lived in the desert now over 3 decades. And I got to tell you, out there, now you never think this about the desert, but about mid-July, the monsoon season starts. Now you hear that and you think about the Vietnam War and the rainy season in Southeast Asia. The monsoon season out in Arizona, as I said, hits from about mid-July to mid-September. The humidity spikes to about 50%. But when you're kicking triple digits out there, you know, it can get slightly uncomfortable. Back here, severe weather is something that people have dealt with. And there is always danger in taking something for granted. And so later today, if it all works out, bottom of the hour, around 10:36, we will talk weather with someone in the know who knows a whole lot of things that you need to know about. Because when you hear severe thunderstorms, you kind of go, well, there ain't no tornado, so I'm going to be okay. And we go, wait, well, thunderstorms could develop. But two terms I want you to remember that were taught to me by Professor Reardon in my Meteorology 101 class at NC State when I thought, gee, if I don't get a sports gig, maybe it'll be good to understand meteorology. The terms are wind shear and microburst. They sound, well, because I know what they are, they're ominous, and those are a couple of things we're going to talk about. The other thing is the burst of interest in the NFL draft. Man, I was stuck on I-85 North last night. They were doing a traffic break for all the construction. I was so glad to hear the coverage of the draft. And how about that Brian Burns, y'all? Number one pick of the Carolina Panthers. And there's a nice picture of him in the paper and all that is going on. But here's the point I want to make. Yeah, what happens on the field is one thing. But South Carolina is moving to put a bunch of money together to build a huge kind of Taj Mahal practice facility. Is that corporate welfare? We'll talk about it and more. It's Open Phones, 1-800-928-1110, 704-570-1110. At 19 minutes past 10, what's happening in traffic? Well, let's check it out with Nikki Whaley.
Got an accident involving a pedestrian that has Piper Road and Woodlawn shut down. Try to steer clear of this area. A crash at Central Avenue and North Sharon Amity. A crash at Eastway and East Sugar Creek. Injury accident at Fairview and Sharon Road. A crash at North Sharon, Emity, and Water Oak Road. Watch out for a stalled vehicle at Providence and 485 and a stall at Eastway and East Independence. 277 Outer Loop between I-77 and South Boulevard. Two lanes are closed for a traffic shift. WBT Traffic brought to you by Summit Insurance, offering Erie insurance for auto, home, business, and life. Those who turn back never reach the summit. Call Summit Insurance Group for your personalized quote at 704-659-2141 and visit SUMINS.com today. Showers and storms with a high near 74. It's overcast, 68 degrees. I'm Nikki Whaley, WBT Traffic.
It is Open Phone Friday on the Vince Coakley program with guest host J.D. Hayworth. Yeah, the fellow who grew up in High Point. One of the biggest washouts in Wolfpack history. Recruited as right tackle, ended up left out. Then ended up down in South Carolina for our listeners at WORD, where I was the sports anchor for 5 years at Channel 4 Greenville. And only in America can a guy abscond from the Carolinas go do television as a sports anchor out in Arizona and eventually get elected to Congress. Brother Vince is out today. He's dealing with some health issues with his dad. And you know how, if you listen to WBT, you hear my other old friend, Pat McCrory, talk about, here's some things you may not know. Well, in broadcast history, one of the first Mark Goodson, Bill Todman vehicles was called The Name's the Same, where they'd have two guys on. Well, you could do it real life now. John Roberts, you got a Chief Justice of the United States, and John Roberts, growing up in Canada, ironically, he was J.D. the DJ, J.D. Roberts, but you have two John Robertses in Washington, one the Chief Justice of the United States, the other the White House reporter for Fox News. So it's that kind of thing. We face much the same dilemma today, where we have two callers, both named Joe, both calling us from Charlotte, using the number 704-570-1110, as befits Metrolinia. And of course, wherever you are, toll free 1-800-928-1110. To Joes who are listening on hold, this ranking is arbitrary. It is not in any way to denote judgment. It's just the way you guys called in. So fittingly, we will begin in numerical order with number one, Joe of Charlotte. Joe, number one, and no slam on the second place, Joe, this morning. It's just the order of calls. Joe, welcome to the Vince Coakley program.
And welcome to you, my friend. And it is befitting that you said Joe, number one, because that's what I am.
Now, wait, did you used to work with Ric Flair in wrestling, baby? Woo!
I used to watch a lot of Ric Flair, but what I want to say is when I first heard you come on the air, it hit me, and it hit me hard to hear. But for all that are under the sound of my voice right now over the radio that know the word of prayer, that we are asking for healing and blessings to Vince's family, and we count it done in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Vince is, he brings a lot of insightfulness to this program, and to hear about him going through that with his family, because I went through it with my dad. And so I just wanted to say, as much as I call up to take him to task when I feel he needs to be taken to task and give him kudos when he needs kudos, it is more incumbent upon me to call and let him know that he's in our prayers and we're thinking about him and we love him and we love his family.
Amen. Joe, I thank you so much for the call. And you remember that book? You remember the book that came out in the late 60s, The Gospel According to Peanuts? This is going to sound kind of wild. I call it The Gospel According to Flipper. Here's why. My dad and I, one Saturday night, were watching Flipper. You know, the dolphin. You know, that whole bit. That's very good. We have some Flipper celebrity impersonators here in our broadcast center today. But the plot line had Brian Kelly, who played the dad, as I recall, with some shapely undersea co-ed, I guess, thrown in there for, well, I won't go there because I don't want to unleash the whole Me Too thing. Anyway, for entertainment purposes, it's the way the plot line worked. And Brian Kelly is the dad of the kids, Luke Halperin, I forget the other kid's name, who had Flipper. They were like trapped in this little kind of mini sub. And the script called for Brian Kelly saying, all we can do now is wait. And my dad popped up, bless his heart, and he said, no, you can also pray. Now, I'm emotional too. My dad's undergoing some health issues, but it is interesting what sticks with you at the first appearance. What must be the most arcane of environments to be talking about the power of prayer? But my dad's comment in criticism of that episode of Flipper, well, not so much in criticism, but saying, hey, when the chips are down and even when they aren't, the power of prayer is so important. Paul talks about prayers and praying without ceasing. Maybe we all ought to remember that, no matter our personal situation or our seeming prosperity in this world where things can change. Second place, Joe, now moves to the number one spot. He was on deck. Now from Charlotte, let's welcome Joe, who was number two, now number one. We changed that designation for you, Joe.
Yeah, I got to start calling in, and my real handle should be Pole Joe.
Okay, brother.
But anyway, I distinguish myself from the other Joes around. Who call themselves number one, maybe they are, I don't know. But the number one to me is Jesus, and I think you're right. Unfortunately, that's the problem with TV, is that, or even the movies, they don't ever include, very rarely, let's just say, like 98% include about prayer. And I think we need to keep that in mind when we watch these shows, that they're just totally secular. But I wanted to call and just say how I appreciate your show and Vince's show, this show, because it takes pretty much all callers. And, while the other shows, I'm not going to mention who they are, but they don't hardly take any callers at all, or they heavily, heavily, heavily screen them, but usually don't even take them. And to me, as Vince says, a search for truth and trying to figure out things, if you don't take what the public has got to say, especially live, so that you can, get feedback, you're just, to me, it's just total, for use an old-fashioned term I'm sure you'll recognize, a cop-out.
Hey, I remember that, and that sounds like it came from that great 1960s crime drama we talked about yesterday, The Mod Squad. Remember that? Michael Cole. Clarence Williams III and Peggy Lipton as Julie. And remember that they would be running down the street, and then Tige Andrews, the wizened detective sergeant, would like lean out the door. But anyway, no, Joe, not to in any way impugn what you had to say. It just prompted a memory for me, and we thank you for the call and for your perspective this morning. The only way we have to limit people that four-letter word time. On line six out of Piedmont, it's Anita. Anita, 30 seconds on Joe Biden, please, ma'am.
Yes, good. Well, please let me give one thing to Vince as
sure.
well. My sentiments, the first number Joe caller, I applaud that. I have the same sentiments, and also goes out to you and your dad.
Thank you so much. Very quickly on Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I'm appalled at how he released his announcement that he's running. That he chose to do it in Charlottesville.
Well, he did it on video, and he capitalized on Charlottesville when they told him to stay the HE double hockey sticks out of town from trying to exploit it. Anita, my dear, up against the clock. Thanks so much. Coming back to talk weather, don't take it for granted. It's JD for Vince. There's more ahead. Stay with us. News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT inviting you to join us for an in-depth debate among the North Carolina District 9 Republican primary candidates. It's Tuesday, March 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Union County Agriculture and Events Center in Monroe. Bo Thompson, John Hancock, Vince Coakley, Mark Garrison, Joe Gillespie, and Brett Jensen will lead the discussion, focusing on the candidates, the issues that matter to District 9 residents, North Carolina politics, and just who will end up filling the vacant congressional seat. Again, that's Tuesday, May 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Union County Ag and Events Center in Monroe. For details, go to wbt.com/events. And we continue apace on the Vince Coakley program without Vince, but with guest host J.D. Hayworth. And Vince sets a pattern. Our first caller spoke of it, how callers, especially in the open phone era, can call and talk to us, and we let them complete their thoughts. Since it is Open Phone Friday, though we do have a guest schedule we're going to bring in just a second, let's go back to Anita in Piedmont, who had a little more to say about Joe Biden. Anita, please finish your thought.
I'm sorry. I just have enough time. I mean, it just meant a lot to say something to Vince, too. But anyway, the rollout of what he did, and then he's trying to act like that President Trump is a racist. I mean, that narrative. And then he goes on to say that the reason he's jumping in is because Trump is the fabric of this country has been torn apart. While, of course, all the while, they're apologizing for being a white male. And then he jumps in, and I just want to know a question I'm going to pose to you and your audience. Does he think, and does the Democrats think, he's their one big hope to beat Trump by winning back the deplorable vote? That's my thought.
Well, that's an interesting question, and Anita, we thank you for it. And you can ponder that question from Anita here on Open Phones Friday, but we are directing the discussion right now in the area of something that Brother Vince wanted us to talk about. The Charlotte Observer, I usually call the Disturber, but if you live in Charlotte vicinity, the headline in the Observer, life-threatening microbursts may erupt as storms hitting the I-77 corridor Friday afternoon. Who better to talk to about microbursts, thunderstorms, wind shear, the whole ball of severe weather wax than Weather Channel meteorologist Ken Boone. Ken, thanks for your time.
No problem.
So, you know, and I grew up in the Carolinas, then ended up in the desert out in Arizona, where, yeah, we have monsoons that show up in mid-July, but very seldom do we have this cycle of severe thunderstorms like is seen here in the Southeast. And I think familiarity kind of breeds contempt among people. When folks hear about severe storms, Ken, what should they keep in mind?
Well, you certainly want to make sure that you are paying attention to the weather, at least have some source that you have available to you that's going to alert you when a warning is sighted, and then certainly know what your plan of action is going to be if you have a warning, whether it be a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning. So those are things that you need to know ahead of time so that when they do occur, you can take the appropriate precautions.
Well, the Observer, of course, is talking about microbursts. And I remember something. It was one of those weird monsoony days in Scottsdale, Arizona, where the weather was more like Miami. And it was like the Twilight Zone. One side of the street, there was a deluge. I kid you not, as Jack Parr used to say. One side of the street, there was rain. The other side of the street, there was sun. And later that evening, a microburst hit there in the desert, knocked over a phone pole, killed a guy in his truck. Tell us about microbursts and why they are so dang dangerous.
Yes, well, a microburst is basically the intense downdraft of the thunderstorm. So basically, it's the air rushing down out of the thunderstorm, pushing down onto the Earth's surface. And it's very small scale, and it can be very intense. And you can have a very small area that can see these strong winds that could get to 60, 70 mile per hours or more, depending on the size of the storm. And they can be very destructive, but they're small scale, and they're very isolated in nature.
And how would that, you know, I was a pretty good flyer, and I got to be again because having to fly back and forth from Arizona to Washington every week, the way our Congress has turned into a commuter Congress where you still actually live at home or at least get there 3.5 days and you're back in Washington 3.5 days. But taking a course from Professor Reardon at NC State, Meteorology 101, he spoke about both microbursts and wind shear. Wind shear means exactly what, Ken?
Wind shear is basically the change. Well, there's two different. There's directional shear and there's speed shear. And basically that's either as you go up in height in the atmosphere, the direction of the wind changes, or the speed changes dramatically as you move up in the atmosphere. So that's basically what the wind shear is referring to. So you might see that wind change with direction with height, or you might see it dramatically change in speed with height.
And with both wind shear and microbursts, we think a lot about airplanes, but this is not something where if you're in a car on the ground, you're immune from it either, are you?
No, certainly not. Microbursts certainly have caused some serious damage, and as you referred to earlier, certainly is life-threatening in areas because they can be very destructive. Trees come down. Electrical poles, telephone poles, I mean, all that stuff is susceptible because these winds could get to hurricane strength in these very short-lived but strong bursts.
And mercy, to have this thing along the I-77 corridor this afternoon when people are getting off work early, I guess you began this by stating keep your eye on reports, keep your ear on the radio, and your eye to a place like the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, I will tell you that as things have developed today, kind of that biggest threat has kind of shifted more towards the east. Still that I-77 corridor still, certainly has a chance to see the severe storms. But I think before the afternoon is done, as that cold front kind of swings through and that's got the maximum dynamics with the heating of the day, we might actually see some of the more destructive storms potentially develop more to the east and northeast of Charlotte. Maybe as we get up towards the Raleigh area, they have a higher likelihood to see severe weather than we would here in Charlotte today. But still, there is the potential, at least through early afternoon, I'd say 2, 3 o'clock between now and then, that's our window where we could see some of those storms develop. And if they do, they do have that potential to reach severe limits.
Well, we will keep an eye on the Weather Channel, and we hope folks keep an ear to the radio here and see what develops. Ken Boone, Weather Channel meteorologist, sir, we thank you for your time, your expertise, and sharing both with us today. Thanks
very
much.
Sure, happy to be with you.
Take care, Ken. Really appreciate it. So, Ken, telling you about what is out there. And, it is something where we think for some reason, even though threats abound, we tend to be casual about the weather. That's another topic if you want to talk about that. Anything on your mind, open phones Friday. Toll free from any place, 1-800-928-1110. Or for Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. It's JD for Vince. There is more to come. Stay with me. And at 12 minutes till 11, how about a check of traffic with Nikki Whaley?
Roadways are conditioned green. We do have about a 10-minute delay up there on 77 northbound between 485 exit 19 and Catawba Avenue exit 28. A stalled vehicle at Providence and 485 got a roadway closed after a car hit a power pole, knocked some power lines down Confederate Avenue between Henderson and Moxville Avenue. A crash still working at Serenity and Water Oak Road, a crash at Eastway and Sugar Creek, and an accident at W.T. Harris and Old Sugar Creek. Why risk turning a simple electrical project around the house into a shocking adventure? Call Charlotte's current specialist, Viva Electric, and have a licensed electrician do the work for you. From a simple wall socket repair to a complete rewire, you can count on Viva Electric. Book your appointment at vivaelectric.net. Showers and storms today with a high near 74. It's mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. I'm Nikki Whaley, WBT Traffic.
Open phone Friday, toll free from any place, 1-800-928-1110. Or what we used to call back in the day, back in the 70s. In fact, on several 70s shows on WBT, talked about Metrolina. That would be Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. And man, when I was a kid, and I would listen, and now I'm behind the microphone, not only for my friends at WBT, but my friends in the upstate of South Carolina at WORD, where they said for years, hey, pal, you have a face for radio. It's the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley. And it was interesting to hear from Brother Boone at the Weather Channel about what happens. And, you know, so often weather becomes like the polite conversation. You know, it used to be back in the day, go to a party, talk about anything except politics and religion. Well, we can reverse that here on the Vince Coakley program. What will you talk about on Open Phone Friday? Just about anything that's on your mind. And even if you're an expert on the price of tea in China, we can do that. Now, speaking of prices, and this is really something I want to get into next hour if you are so inclined. I touched on it yesterday. I've talked about it a little bit earlier this hour, and it's the whole thing about professional sports where, in the case of the Charlotte Panthers, you have a billionaire now as an owner of the team being courted by the state of South Carolina, my old friend Henry Darden McMaster. You know, the folks in South Carolina are putting together a very lucrative package to lure the Panthers, pardon the expression, south of the border, and to truly make this the Carolina Panthers, where they have a practice facility and a lot of other really neat stuff there in York County. But taxpayers in South Carolina would have to come up with, what, a couple of $100 million? Now, let's be fair about it. This ain't just about the Panthers, y'all. My old friend, and at one time my congressman when I was at Channel 4 in Greenville, the late, great Carol Campbell, as governor of South Carolina, did a whole lot to bring industries to South Carolina. And there were certain attractions in terms of the tax law, etc. So we'll talk about that. But to prove to you that this is Open Phones Friday, Tim from Charlotte has an issue on his mind that might not occur to you. Tim, welcome to Open Phones.
Well, you know, JD, I'd like to talk a little bit about Canadian geese.
Okay.
I think we've protected the geese to the point of saturation, and now we probably ought to slap Canada with a tariff because they are as far down as Key West, Florida. They're down in Texas. They're not going back to Canada because guess what? They're part of somebody's menu in Canada. They yeah. shoot them and eat them. Here, we wrap our arms around them. We get...
And you were going so well, Tim. Thanks for the call. Well, I could take it a step further. You're not going to have those geese. Well, you know where they're going to go now? Like the illegals, they're going to go to California. You know why? You know why they're going to California? True story. I used to do radio in San Francisco. They outlawed foie gras, the French delicacy, goose livers. No more. It's considered animal cruelty. So, like so many illegal aliens, geese are making a beeline for California.
JD, I gotta jump in here because he talked about the Canadian geese.
Yes.
Without a whole lot of backstory for the guy that used to always call when we would say Canadian geese on the air, uh-huh. They're Canada geese.
Ah,
this guy. I'm sure he's gone now. I mean, this was years ago. But every time someone would say Canadian geese on the air, he would call. And correct us.
And it's in his memory.
In his memory.
And he may call us yet again.
It's an homage.
An homage. Not to be confused with fromage, which is cheese in another language. But, hey, cheese goes on a cracker. And in Spartanburg on line two, it's Art. Art, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just want to tell folks, you know, all Ritz crackers, if you notice Ritz crackers, I think they're infusing them with air. because they're not as thick, they're not as dense. And like on fudge rounds, they used to be the size of a softball, now the size of a baseball. You used to get a pound of coffee, now it's 9 ounces. They don't change the price, but they're shrinking it. And so they're putting a mirage out into the public of their perception of their product, but it's actually smaller. And I just want to pass that along and tell Rip Lance to put some peanut butter on the cracker. They put like a dust of peanut butter on there.
Now, wait, you going after Lance? I just had my toast chee this morning, Jim, and they were pretty tasty, but I'm still holding out for Neacots, man, which is token spelled backwards. You know that story, right?
Let me say one other thing.
Yeah.
Can we find a candidate that'll run for Congress and his platform will be that he will lay hands on like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and that Nadler and put the fear of God in him, even if it means shaking and actually physically.
Whoa. Mercy, Art, you got it going, brother. Well, we could say there is a candidate for president who's happy to lay hands, so to speak, on folks. It's Joe Biden. He announced yesterday. He gets awful handsy. Man, we've got a whole nother hour ahead to put our arms around the issues in Joe Biden-ese. And we will get to more of your calls. Open Phones Friday. It's JD for Vince. Our second hour is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.